A favorable weather pattern will continue to occur across the northern plains and some neighboring areas of the Midwest as we move forward through the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A band of showers and thunderstorms worked their way through the eastern parts of North Dakota into Minnesota overnight. And at this hour, those storms are still lingering in central Minnesota, but moving out of the area. And we will likely see a nice morning today with partly cloudy conditions and some areas mostly sunny. We do expect a surface high pressure center to push into the region tomorrow into Saturday. But before that happens, some additional shower and a few rumbles of thunder will be occurring across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. Most of this will start to pop up again this afternoon. We'll have a quiet morning. But in the afternoon, the showers are going to be rather sporadic. Don't look for any general soakings of rain. That's not likely to occur. But there will be some of these showers around, and they will continue into the first half of the day on Friday, maybe even to early afternoon on Friday. And the precipitation that's expected to occur will be brief and light. I doubt seriously anybody's going to come up with more than a half inch of moisture, and most of it will run traces upwards to about 0.2 inches. Now, the exception to that will be in some of those places in central Minnesota this morning. They're still seeing some stronger thunderstorms. But once they're gone, everybody else will be free and clear of any heavier amounts of rain for a while. That surface high pressure center that is expected to come around as we get into Friday afternoon and more likely Friday night into Saturday will give us a nice clear start to the weekend. Lots of sunshine expected during that time period. And we'll look for the high pressure system to keep our temperatures in a relatively seasonable range, a slight cooler bias perhaps, nighttime lows in particular. But as that high pressure system begins to abate from the region, we'll look for a warming trend to occur and a return of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Those will begin on Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. And as we move on into Monday, we will probably see one of our better potentials for rainfall across parts of the region at that point. The eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will all have a risk of showers and storms as we go into Monday. Now, our temperatures are expected to be very pleasant for this time of the year. We will see temperatures in the 70s and 80s occurring most often over the next 5 to 7 days. And the 70s will probably be most common on Saturday into Sunday, and again, possibly during the middle of next week. Our nighttime low temperatures are expected to be primarily in the 50s, but we will see a few upper 40s returning to the region for a very brief period of time, mostly near the Canada border, and that will occur on Saturday morning and on Sunday morning. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.